Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, on this Tuesday, let me start with happy birthday.
Well, thank you, David. It's always good to be on this side of the ground, as they say. And I'm delighted to be here. It's a wonderful life.
Well, and this morning, of course, a dramatic showdown in the Senate with a coming vote, looks like, on killing Obamacare. Part of the vote that is perhaps astounding is that apparently John McCain is going to be there to vote.
Well, you know, nobody knows what is in the bill. That's what's so terrible. So there's going to be this vote as to whether to move forward or not. McCain is coming back. We don't know what his view is, but we do know that he had released a statement days back suggesting that the regular orders ought to be pursued, meaning that, you know, there ought to be hearings and things like that. Now, it may well be that he's going to make a dramatic appearance and he's going to come and say, we've got to repeal Obamacare. But that would be not consistent with what he said a couple of days ago. And since nobody knows what's in the bill, and we know that Trump goes before the Boy Scouts of America and politicizes a jamboree, in my mind, a terrible thing, and does not invite the guy they used to call the Eagle in Chief, Jeff Sessions, who he's been going after moment, you know, David, I have said right along that he is going to have to fire Mueller if he wants to survive as President of the United States, because this Russia thing has just gotten the better of him. I have no doubt that that is much on his mind, and what he's been doing by constantly criticizing Jeff Sessions is to set up the firing of Mueller and Rosenstein, the deputy who appointed Mueller, because if this thing goes forward, he's going to be toast, in my opinion. Therefore, he's going to do it because he feels he has to. This apparently is a man without much morality. We've seen that as he has left countless people standing with their hands out after he goes through the bankruptcies that he has gone through. That gives us a pretty good hint as to who we're dealing with and to what lengths he will go. So I have much to say about this on my birthday, but none of it is good.
Jared Kushner said after his Senate meeting yesterday that he did not collude with the Russians, nor, he said, did he know of anyone in the campaign who did. Today, House Intelligence Committee Chairman, apparently Devin Nunes, who stepped aside from the House's Russia probe amid partisan infighting, is expected to attend today's highly anticipated closed-door meeting in the House with Jared Kushner.
Well, you know, I don't think that Nunes has helped himself from day one, and he's pretty much discredited. I happen to discredit the entire bureaucracy in the House of Representatives that is doing this investigation, because I think the committee has been seriously tainted. We have ranking member Adam Schiff, who has distinguished himself, but he's in the minority and he doesn't have the votes, and it is a disgrace that what we see here is Kushner coming up before without having to testify under oath and being quizzed by staff members other than senators. So the members of the Senate committee knew very well that they had to do something, but they wanted under the most favorable conditions for Kushner, and they got him.
More favorable conditions for registering to vote. Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday issued an executive order, Alan, to direct state agencies to increase voter registration in New York by reaching out to members of the public. However, a number of good government groups, including the League of Women Voters, say it doesn't go far enough. It's not about registering, but what happens at the polls on voting day.
Well, that's all true. However, look, we do know the way that this thing works. Half the country doesn't vote. A disproportionate number of those people are Democrats. So every time the Democrats try to get more people registered to vote, which is exactly what they should be doing, the Republicans say security and voter fraud and all the kinds of things that they have been ever doing since some of the very same people, although they were in a different party at the time. We're talking about poll taxes and recite the Constitution before you get a chance to vote. Well, some of that is behind us, but not enough. And Cuomo, of course, is correct to say that the Democrats have to do a better job at registering people, especially as we approach the midterm elections and then 2020. I mean, if people are able to grab people by the hands and take them to the polls and say, you got to register, you got to vote because your health care and everything else is at stake, you better believe voter registration becomes the biggest thing of all. And yes, the goo-goo groups, otherwise known as the good government groups, are correct to say it doesn't go far enough. That's their job. But of course, you know, they would say that under any circumstances, and it needs to be done.